Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, friends and family, and welcome to an hour of Bible study with your host, Doc. We're going to take a moment and set the atmosphere and give you a chance to get dialed in and get focused in so that the Lord might have His way in teaching and instructing and in speaking to us this morning, this afternoon for me, morning for some. Get your Bible, get a pen, get some paper, maybe your journal, book, or something to write on and take notes, because we believe that the Bible is God's word to us, and when we study it, we believe that God speaks to us. So if God is going to be speaking, we might want to take some notes. Also, you will probably want to take notes so that you can go back on your own and look up some of the verses that we won't actually go through in the study, but will be presented to you as verses to go through in your own private study to help emphasize the points that we're going to be making during this study. So call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know to tune in. And at some point, you may want to call in for the discussion after the Bible study, and you can call in at this number, 657-383-0091. Now, that is a U.S. number, so brothers and sisters overseas, I am not sure, you may or may not be able to Skype in. You can give it a try. We've been having some trouble with our Skype, so maybe that'll work for you. Maybe it won't. Now, if for some reason in the next hour you happen to lose connection with us, call back in, click back in. And it might be on your end, it might be on our end, there's some bad weather, and it might drop the connection, and we will be back in. So if there's trouble, we'll do our part on this end, you do your part on that end, but don't just give up on it. Try to come back at us. Now, this broadcast will be saved as a podcast. So you can use that same link to get back to this at a later date, or you can share it, and so somebody else might be able to listen. So that is that. We will be discussing the Bible study in the group all week long. In the Facebook group, and I believe that is Doc's Bible Study Group in Facebook. So if you haven't joined that, please join that so you can join us with discussion, and that way we have more than a one-way conversation here. So right now we want to go ahead and set our hearts, set our minds, and we're going to do that as we listen and If you're in a place to join in and you know the song, sing the song.
I'm just so glad to be here. I'm so glad to be here. The chorus is from Psalms, because all of us get a little bit lost in life. Sometimes we're lost when we're young, sometimes we're continually lost. But it's easy to lose your way, especially if life lasts a long time. I got a letter from a woman the other day. She handed it to me. It was kind of crumpled, and she said, "My mother just passed away. She was in her 90s, and I was her caregiver. I'm probably too old to feel this way, but I feel just a little bit lost." Known that feeling myself.
Invited the Lord in to the Bible study with you and ask the Spirit of God to open the eyes of your heart to the word that will be presented today. Thank you for joining me. Let's talk just a little bit, and let me answer a few questions before we dive in. I was asked, what Bible are we going to be studying? Well, there's only one Bible. Now, there are several translations. There are paraphrases. There are good translations. There are bad translations. There are intentionally false translations. And there are some translation errors in some. But today we're going to find out that with the Bible, there is food in there for our souls, and we can learn from this Bible, and we could trust in it. We can trust in the accuracy. We can trust that it is God's word to us. So there's a couple translations and a couple publications that I would caution you to stay away from. There's a long list of decent translations into English, but there's a few that I would caution you to stay away from. If your Bible is the one that is from the New World Translation, you will not want to use that Bible when studying with us. That Bible, and I'm using the word Bible here to me in a wrong sense, but that translation is not a true translation. Okay, that translation is a denominational translation, and it is translated to meet the doctrine of the church that it supports. Now, I caution you on that, and after I give a couple more translations, then I'll tell you how you can find out if the Bible you're reading is going to speak the truth and the whole truth. Okay, another Bible is the Authorized King James Version. Now, this one is tricky because you see King James Version and you think, oh, okay, that's the one they told me to get. Well, no, this is the Authorized King James Version, which is different than the King James or the New King James. Now, what makes this Bible tricky, this translation of the Bible tricky, is the footnotes and the explanations. This is a study Bible here, and it's tricky because it is written and produced by a group that is not truly a Christian group. And when I say truly a Christian group, I mean they don't place Christ as the Son of God. They believe that humans can become God, are gods, little g, And they believe that the God that we serve was not always God. They believe that the God that we serve became God, became a God. So, as you can already tell, that goes counter to our Christian belief. So those Bibles, interpretations of the Bible, translations of the Bible, have been changed to meet the need of the people rather than the people being changed to line up with the Word of God. One other translation, interpretation that you want to be careful about, and I don't mean to offend anybody because I have a lot of what I would call friends who have this Bible in their bookshelf, but they do have it. But this would be a Bible that, as you look at the middle of it, that there are books in between Malachi, which is the end of the Old Testament, and Matthew, which is the beginning of the New Testament. So if your Bible has books in between Malachi, the end of the Old Testament, and Matthew, the beginning of the New Testament, those are called intertestamental books, an apocrypha, if you will. And those books are not canonized. They are not part of the 66 books of the Bible. Yet, the people that published this translation view those books as scripture. Now, as we go through our Bible study, we're going to see why that is not a good thing. And for me, if there's things in that translation that we can't fully rely on, that goes against the practice of Bible study and understanding the Bible, that says we don't add to it, we don't take away from it, and every word of it is credible, true, and inspired by God. So there should be nothing in your Bible that is not inspired by God. So those are three different translations and interpretations of the Bible that I caution you to stay away from. Also, know if you're reading a translation, an interpretation, or a paraphrase, so that you know what that book is doing for you, what it proposes to do for you. Okay? So, I will be taking my main text from a King James version of my because it is the most popular translation, and a lot of people have been taught to be weary, to be cautious of any other translation. Now, there are some other good translations, and there are some places to where in today's language some of the other translations do a better job than the King James. But let me be quick to say that the King James version of the Bible can get you to heaven, can get you in touch with God, can tell you God's plan for your life, and can communicate the message of God. So you count on it, and you don't have to be weary of people trying to tell you that this was man written and man interpreted and not the real Bible. Now, in fact, it is a translation of the Bible into English, but it is one that many have had wonderful, good times with. And if you do not read Greek or Hebrew, it's a good start. It's a little hard to read, but you can start with this and then use some of the other translations to help you out. Now, this is a good text you can use for any Bible that anybody might try to give you to try to read or to try to study. Okay? Turn in your Bible, the one that you have with you, to John 1:1. I love to hear Bible pages turning. That lets me know that you are with me. Turn to John 1:1. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Fourth book in the New Testament. And I will read it to you. Your Bible should be very close to saying this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is very important. This forms the basis of the Christian belief. This also forms the basis of believing in the doctrine of the Trinity. Now, a lot of people would say, if you can take Jesus out of the equation, you have killed the church. If you can take Jesus out of the equation, you have ruined the whole Bible. Now, if your Bible says a word or a God or like God, then it is denying the deity of Christ. And you need not to be reading that and filling your head with erroneous information. That Bible, that interpretation, that translation was written to misguide and misuse and can very well cost you your reward in heaven. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Very important. If we can't start there, if we can't agree on this point, then we can't walk together. because we know this verse is talking about Jesus. In a few weeks, we're going to be doing a study on Jesus. And I do hope you'll join me. And we'll make good sense of this. But if we're going to be Christian people, if we're going to be followers of the way, if we're going to be believers, if we're going to be Christ-like, then we have to understand Christ. We have to understand his position. We have to understand who he is. And his job, his duty, his calling in our lives, in our salvation, in our relationship with the Father. Okay? Have we let that sink in? Are you still with me? Because there are a lot of faith groups. There are a lot of folks. There are a lot of people who would argue that Jesus was created, that Jesus was God's first creation. And we're opening up Bibles to see what the Bible says. And we are forming a foundation and a basis for our belief based on the Bible. So if your Bible has a deviation at this point, then one, you either have the wrong Bible, two, you have the wrong belief structure, or three, you are in the wrong Bible study group. Because everything that I teach is going to be counter to what you hold dear if you believe that Jesus is just a man, just another prophet, not God, not part of the Godhead. Then we are not going to be in agreement, and this study may seem like it's trying to change your mind. Now, it's only my purpose to get us in the Bible, to get face to face with God, to get in the presence of a holy God, and let him speak to us through his word, and bring us to a place to where we have a decision to make. And we make a decision for God. We make a decision for Christ. We make a decision that governs and changes our life. So there's that point. And I spent a lot of time on it because it's very important. Okay. Now, let's turn over to 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. Are you there? I'm there. Good. Now, 2 Timothy 2:15 is going to be a focal point for us. Now that we know what translations to stay away from, and we got our notepads, we can take notes, and we can get on with it. All right? 2 Timothy 2:15. Now, I'm not going to do an exegesis on these verses. You know, that could come later. But we're putting those verses out there. And what I want you to do is to write the verses down and to go back later to study the verse in context to make sure that we are applying the verse right. So, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Very important. This is what the writer, who we believe was Paul, wrote to Timothy, who was a young protege, beginning into the ministry. He studied to show thyself approved unto God. Now, a lot of people study so they can use big words and, you know, speak the Greek, speak the Hebrew, and just show off. That's not why we're studying. We're studying to show ourselves approved unto God because God inspired this message, the Bible, for us so that we might live a good Christian life. He inspired this Bible so that we can use it to teach, so that we can use it to preach, so that we can use it to correct, so that we can use it to instruct, so that we can use it for discipline. So study it and get it right. It's important that we get it right. And this is what led me to start a Bible study for those who may not have a local church, or they may not have a Bible organization to go to, and they may have lost their way a little along the way. Love the Lord, hungry to learn, but don't have anyone to teach the word, to preach the word, to fellowship with, to struggle with over the things of God in a safe and Christian atmosphere. Because, see, we don't want to talk Bible with folks that don't believe the Bible. That's a waste of time. That's a waste of energy. We want to talk Bible with either people who are seeking the Lord, trying to find the truth, unto the truth, and people who believe. That way there's no quarrels amongst us. So that's our foundation verse. That's what we go by. That's why we're here. So I wanted to touch on that. Study to show yourself approved so that you don't need to be ashamed. You wouldn't want to show up to your job and not know the manual to your job. Your boss is not going to be happy with you if you don't live up to the training that you got, if you don't live up to the training you were supposed to do. Okay, great. So we've got that. Got it. Cool. Now, turn over to Deuteronomy 29:29. Today we're doing a survey, basically, if you can tell. And we're building the platform and the springboard, the foundation for why Bible study. Why am I going to spend my time with this? And I'm giving you verses. I really want you to study these. And Let the Lord speak to you through his word. All right. Deuteronomy 29:29. That's Old Testament. And so write that down. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Now, there's, like I said, a lot of translation that gives us a lot of the flavor of what these verses mean in today's language. I'll read out of one of the translations I like, called the Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible. And I like it because it's amplified. In case you don't get it, it turns it up so you can hear it. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things which are revealed and disclosed belong to us and to our children forever, so that we may do all the words of this law. When we talk about the words of the law, at this point in time, they were talking about the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. And that was a bunch of the do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that. If this happens, this will happen. And pretty much telling them how to live as God's chosen people. But it says to our children forever. We are part of that group. Now, there are some people that would say, no, you're not. But yes, we are. Because we have been adopted as Christians. Okay? So, God wants to reveal these things to us. Why? So that we can live it. So that we can do it. He didn't just write us this book, what I like to call Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. He didn't just send us this love letter so that we didn't read it. He didn't just send us this just because he had nothing better to do. He sent us this that we might know him, and so that he might show us how to have a relationship with him and how to have a relationship with one another. So we should study it so that we know all of the words of the law. Some people have favorite verses, and that's all they know. Some people just have verses to prove their own point. Some people use the Bible as a bully. Some use the Bible to distract people, to turn people on the wrong course. But the Bible is there for us to grow in relationship with God and to live better with each other. Keep that in mind. All right. Now, turn to Hebrews. Going back to the New Testament, Hebrews Now, every time the preacher wants you to go to Hebrews, he tells a little joke sometimes. We don't have a whole lot of time, so we might not want to tell too many jokes. But, ladies, the next time your husband tells you to get him some coffee, you just let him know that you'll not be doing that anymore because you don't think it's biblical. Because the Bible says Hebrews, not Shebrews. So you don't have to do that. Now, that's a little joke. Just a little joke. Don't do that for real. Because the Bible tells us to serve one another. So, we are going to Hebrews. I'm jumping all around this Bible, but you're taking notes so you can go back and get this for yourself. So Hebrews 1:1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now, this is just establishing how God used to get his words to the people. He used to speak to the prophet, and then the prophet would say what God said to the people. And then there came a time that God said, listen, write this down. This is for the people. And so this is where you get the argument from people that men wrote the Bible. Well, you can say that's a fact, but it's not truth. Truth is that God wrote the Bible through men's hand. He inspired it. He told them what to write. And they wrote it. But it is God's work. God is the author. The men who actually penned it would be the ghostwriter, if you will. So, God would talk to the prophet. Prophet would talk to the people. God would say, tell my people. And the prophet would tell the people. And then there came a time where he said, write this down. So they would write it down for the people. And they would share it. Today we have this wonderful thing called the internet. Where as today I'm speaking, teaching, preaching to the world. And I haven't left my home. I'm here in my studio. You're there wherever, and you are joined with many of us around the world listening to the same word. Back then, I don't know if they used the Pony Express. I don't know how they got the word disseminated, but I do know they had messengers, and they sent the letter, and they sent the word with somebody to a certain place, and they got there. And so you want to study this Bible because, again, God spoke it. And he spoke it for us. So if he is the lover of your soul, if you are a lover of God, and he wrote you a love letter, you want to read it. Some of us still to this day have love letters from when we were back in school or when we were in the service and we got these letters. We still have those because it meant so much to us to get a letter from a loved one is love. And he knows how to write a love letter. And so I say read it and enjoy it as a message from God. Now let's look at Ephesians. Ephesians 3:3. And that's to the left from Hebrews. And I hope I'm giving y'all enough time to write these verses down and get there. If not, you know, write them down. And like I said, I want you to study these on your own and let the words sink in. Let it germinate inside you. Let it grow so that it's more than words in the Bible. It's more than words that you heard from me. It's words that you have written on your heart. And that's what you want to do. You want these words written on your heart so that you can do them. Ephesians 3:3. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I have wrote afore in a few words. Now this is the writer, most likely Paul, again, writing to the church in the Ephesian church. And he was making a case, and this is one reason I like to get everything in context. And you don't want to just read 3:3. You want to read that whole chapter. Get in there. See what Paul's talking about. And make sure that I'm giving this to you the way it's supposed to be given. All right? But we're talking about the mystery. Secret things. Again, we used that word earlier. Now we're using the word mystery. And the writer is saying that God the Father revealed it to him, and he is to share it with the Ephesian church and with those of us who will read it and study it and accept it. And we can tell by this text, this wasn't the first time that the writer had written to them. They built a relationship. And so he's expounding on this mystery. In the Bible, there are mysteries that people who are not seeking God cannot see. Without the helping of the Holy Spirit, you cannot see these things. Some of the critiques of the Bible would say, you know, you can't take that literally. Some of it's allegory. Some of it is metaphor. Some of it is when it was written in the vernacular of the people, it was a saying, if you will. And a lot of it, especially New Testament, was written in a way that the believers knew what it was saying, but other people didn't, so that they would not be persecuted, so that the word can go forth and not stopped. So when we study the word, we need to study it with the aid of the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us, and so that he can reveal to us the mysteries that are contained in the word. All right, turn back to 2 Timothy 3:16, and let's see what God has to say about the inspiration of the word. 2 Timothy 3:16. All right, 2 Timothy 3:16. Very well. All scripture given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All scripture. So you see, we can't just throw something out because we don't like it. If it's contained in these 66 books, then that is part of scripture. And that's why it's so important that we have a good copy, a good translation of the Bible. You know, some faith groups that we disagree with, that disagree with us, they have some really good disciplines. You know, they tell their people you have to learn the language that their faith book is written in, which is super. Because then you don't have to go off of somebody else's interpretation. As Christians, we have the Bible translated in so many different languages. So we don't have to know Hebrew. We don't have to know Greek. We don't have to know Aramaic. But our teachers should know, so that they can rightly divide the word of truth. Okay. And why do we need to rightfully do it? Because it's good. It's profitable for doctrine. You know, that's why we do Bible study, is to get good doctrine. For reproof. To say, no, that's not right. For correction. And for instruction in righteousness. You want to be righteous. Now, righteous doesn't mean you're always right. But it means you live by a right code. And when you drop the ball, you acknowledge that you dropped the ball. You're sorry that you dropped the ball. And you change whatever it was that caused you to drop the ball. So we need the scripture, and we need to know what scripture and what is just a writing of man. And we don't need to confuse the two. So stay with me. Come back every week for Bible study, because we are going to get the stuff that's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness. Okay. Now, how about the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in the gospel, in the Bible? Let's look at 2 Peter 1:21. That's to the right of Timothy. Okay, and I go ahead and tell you, we're getting real close to the end, so stick with me. Not too far to go. We're building a case for Bible study and why we need to study the Bible. Now, 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Again, the Holy Spirit inspired the speaking. My prayer today is that the Holy Spirit inspires and guides my thinking, my speaking, so that when you hear it, it resonates with you and touches something inside you, and the Holy Spirit that's in me is the Holy Spirit that's in you and tells you, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's good. We're going to build on that. And then gives you a thirst and a hunger for the Word of God. And the prophecy was not by the man. It was God speaking to the man to communicate with his people. Okay? Now, this one's important. Let's go back to John, Big John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 10:35. John 10:35. Okay, and this reads like this. If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, well, what are we going to do with that? Well, obviously, you need to get the context of John 10:35, but this is Jesus speaking to give authority to what he was saying. Look, if the rulers called these folks gods who were just men, who God spoke to the word, they surely you need to listen to me. You know, am I at least not on the same level as these men that you have called gods? Now, this statement in Psalms 82:6 is addressed to the ruling judges of Israel, who were supposed to serve as God's representatives on earth. Jesus' argument in verse 36, John 10:36, is that since he is in fact proving himself to be the Father's representative on earth, he is entitled to be recognized as the Son of God. So, if you're going to call these men, who you know are men, who didn't have a miraculous birth, who hasn't walked before you without sin, who hasn't spoken to you as no other man has spoken, who, you know, has not done the works that you have seen me do, then surely you got to believe I am who I say I am. So that's the authority of the scripture. Now, while we're still in John, turn to the right over to John 17:17, just a few chapters over. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. All right. Now, this is one of those places where the Bible interprets the Bible. It tells you exactly what it's talking about. Let me read that in the Amplified, please. Sanctify them in the truth. Sanctify meaning set apart. Set them apart for your purposes and make them holy. Your word is truth. And that your we're talking about is God. God's word is truth. This is praying a prayer to God over the people. So that is a reason why we're giving Bible study, because this is the truth of God. And if it's in the Bible, it's God's truth. That's why we got to make sure we use a proper translation. That's why we make sure that if we use a paraphrase, that paraphrase lines up with the original. Always be careful when somebody tries to tell you that's not what it really means. What it really means is this. No, I think I'll let the Spirit of God tell me what it means, because he's the one that inspired it to start with. And I'm going to read it out of a good translation. Now, one of the other ways that we can tell what scripture is scripture and what may have just been a writing from somebody in the period, let's look at Jeremiah 36:27. Jeremiah, we're going back to the Old Testament. Jeremiah 36:27. And what that says is, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, in other words, Jeremiah dictated what God spoke to him, to Baruch, who was a scribe. He was the one that was charged with writing the word. And they had very specific rules on how they were to do this job so that there were no mistakes in it. And so Jeremiah had given the word, and then the king that was in power burned it. But you cannot stop the word of God. God gave the word to Jeremiah again, and Jeremiah went to the scribe again and said, hey, we got to write this again. Okay, so God is going to protect his word. That is one way that takes Bible and elevates it above any other text, is because all the Bible can be verified by artifacts found in the day of when it was written. All the Bible. See, that's how we can tell that the Apocrypha, not Scripture. A lot of those is writings from other men who might give us insight, but it may not be true. It may just be another somebody's thought on the subject. And that brings us into what a lot of people term as the lost books. Now we'll stay in the Old Testament and we'll go to the left, which is closer to the front of your Bible. And we'll go to 2 Chronicles 33:19. 2 Chronicles 33:19. Now, we're doing a lot of verses today because I know there's people knocking on your door and they have a lot of verses trying to tell you what they think is the truth. Now, I'm not saying they know they're spreading a lie, because these people are really dedicated to sharing what they think is the truth. I think we should be as dedicated and even more dedicated in actually knowing the truth. And we found out earlier that God's word is truth. Okay, 2 Chronicles 33:19. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all of his sins, and his trespass, and the places wherein he built high places, and set up groves and graven things, images, before he was humbled. Behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers. Now, see, there's a book called The Saying of the Seers. It's talked about in the Bible, but it's not Bible. It's not Scripture. But it's there. And we know from church history and from writings in the period that there was like Josephus. He wrote a bunch on the period. Now, that's not Scripture, but it's history. This book and the sayings of the seers, which we know was scrolls. They didn't actually have books back then. But they term that as lost books. People like to say, see, there's a lot of stuff that even the Bible says there's other books. Well, people did write accounts. I mean, they were writing, but not everything that even the guys who penned the Bible, not everything they wrote was Scripture. Scripture is God-inspired. Scripture is maintained by God. Scripture is protected by God. So keep that in mind. Now, let's talk very briefly on Galatians 6:16. Galatians 6:16. Going back to the New Testament, Galatians 6:16. Now see, when we lay this foundation right, Old Testament, New Testament, see, we're using the whole word to build a foundation for the word, and we're letting the Bible speak for itself, and we're looking for the whole truth, not just a little part of the truth. We don't want to just be a one-trick pony. We want the whole gospel. We don't want to just pick and choose. And once we get established in our hearts, in our minds, that these 66 books is the Scripture of God, the Word of God, then we are more apt not to sin against it. We are more apt not to be led astray with some other doctrine that might feel good, that might be to our ears. We are in the Bible, which is God's word to us. It does not change. Yet, it is as relevant as today's newspaper. Maybe even more relevant, because who reads the newspaper these days? We get our news off the internet, a lot of us. So I am really, really, really trying to build this foundation of why we need to be in Bible study. Okay, Galatians 6:16, you there? Good. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Now, this is a direct saying. Let me read that out, the Amplified. Maybe it'll break it down some for you. Peace and mercy be upon all who walk by this rule, who discipline themselves and conduct their lives by this principle, and upon the true Israel of God, which are the Jewish believers. So that's making a little difference. That's the Jewish believers plus all us other believers who are not Jewish. If we walk according to the Bible, we walk according to the principles of God, peace and mercy. You need some peace? Go to the Bible. Walk it out. You need mercy? Go to the Bible. Walk it out. See where you done wrong. Repent. Make right. Make restitution. And mercy comes. Now, illumination. Been talking about the Holy Spirit. And true for true. We're wrapping it up now. We're bringing it on home. Psalms, which should be right in the middle of your Bible. They're in your Old Testament. Psalms 119, the longest verse of the Bible. Well, the longest chapter of the Bible. Psalms 119, 18. Psalms 119, 18. And this is my prayer for you, my prayer for me, my prayer for us as a church, and I hope that you will take this as your own. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Amplified says, open my eyes to spiritual truth so that I may behold wonderful things from your law. Now, we have labored to set a foundation. We need to read and study the Bible. We've spoken about why we need to do it, why it's important. We've spoken about how the Bible was put together, how God gave the revelation to man, how through the Holy Spirit of God, it was communicated. We heard that there are mysteries in the Bible that God has shared with us that help us to live. We heard that the inspiration comes from God for the Bible, and that through the Holy Spirit we can understand what the Bible has for us, what the Bible is telling us. We heard that there is authority in these scriptures. When Jesus was walking the earth, they said he spoke like no other man had spoke. He preached like no other prophet before him has preached. He spoke as he knew God. It was different than others. We spoke about the inerrancy, which is a big Christian word, a Bible scholar word for there is no mistakes in this Bible. You can count on it for godliness. You can count on it for righteousness. You can count on it as a way of life. We heard that God himself will preserve this Bible. And as I say that, it brings me to the thought, don't waste your time arguing with people who don't want to believe. Don't waste your time arguing with people who would try to tear down your belief. It's not your job. It's your job to witness what it's done for you. Nobody can argue with you about what the Bible has done for you. Nobody can argue with you about what living the Christian life has done for you. Nobody can argue with you about what your relationship with the Father through the Son has done for you. So don't argue. You know, share your testimony. Somebody's struggling, throw them a lifeline. But don't argue with them. That's not your job. God can do it himself. God can open their eyes. We touched on the lost books because everybody wants to speak on all these other books and try to say the 66 in the Bible are not all. Yes, that's all. And we spoke about how the Lord will open our eyes. Now let's take a minute and let's let that germinate. Let's let that get down in our hearts and in our souls. And let's pray. Father God, I thank you for a time that we can get together and open the Bible. I thank you for trusting me to share your word with your people. I ask that you open our eyes, open the eyes to our heart. Let these words bypass the head to be written on hearts, to then change the minds, change the head of your people. So that we can be all that we should be for you. So that folks might look on us and say, that's a righteous dude right there. That's a righteous woman right there. Not in our own righteousness, but in your righteousness through us. Lord, help us to be hungry and thirsty for your word. Help us to lift up your word as you would have us to. And help us to hide the word in our heart so we might not sin against you. Thank you, Lord, for illuminating your word in our spirit. And I ask that you go with us as we separate one from another. And Lord, actually, as we discuss the scripture and this Bible study, as we discuss it, be with us, lead us, guide us, speak to us, speak through us, and let us grow from having eaten from your word. I thank you and I honor you. And I would to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, there you have it. And I sure want to thank you for joining me. And I would hope that you would come back next week, same time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And we will discuss next week, we'll discuss Jesus. And our topic is, who is this Jesus? So, if you will join us in discussion in the group. That's the Facebook group. You have to join the group, and then you can be part of the discussion. Joining the group is easy. All you have to do is go to Facebook and look up Docs, D-O-C-S, Bible Study Group. And if you put that together with no spaces after the Facebook, well, www.facebook.com/groups/Docs Bible Study Group, then there'll be a link there where you can join and become part of the conversation where we will discuss this Bible study. And that discussion will go on all week. And then we will talk about Jesus next week. And I want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to hang on the phone here for a little bit just in case somebody wants to call in and discuss by talking instead of by typing. We've got a little bit of time left on the air, so we can start the conversation here. 657-383-0091. We'll stay on the air for a little bit and see if anybody calls in. And when you call in, I'll get to you one by one. And if nobody calls in, then we'll go ahead and sign off. And we will go to the Facebook page to see what we have there. And as we wait to see if anybody calls, we'll worship just a little. Because I like to let things germinate when we sow some seeds. So worship with us.
Thank you. Thank you.